Am I two, Kyle?
You are two. Yeah.
How's your volume, Heidi?
What am I? Am I one?
Three.
Three. Heidi, why should you be our roommate?
Okay, well, I am always down to clown. And so I already fucked it up.
No.
Keep going. I don't see any fuck ups. Perfect. No fuck ups.
Put the cake in the oven and I'll read you a book on the shelf.
Water the plants that need it and we'll play a game by ourselves.
Because going to be
all right. Welcome to Roommate Lovers, a podcast where a couple gives you a couple pieces of advice. He's Kyle, and he puts the ass in astronaut.
She's Maggie, and she puts the pass in passerby.
How dare you?
I don't know.
That hurts.
That was the first
feelings.
Thing I thought of. Passerbys wow. are nice.
Passerbys, you don't say like, oh. I'm gonna go hang out with that person. That's a passerby.
Well, no, but I was thinking of it like, oh, were they a violent criminal? No, they were just a passerby.
Okay,
so they just nice. Witnessed okay. a violent crime yes. and said nothing.
Yes. And she is Lizzie, yeah. and she puts the Lizzie. Ass in astronaut.
Oh, and he's Clark, and he puts the pass in passed away.
Oh, shit.
And we miss him every day.
We're joined here for just the intro of this episode yeah. with Lizzie Rudeikis and Clark Pavlik to help us.
We opened the door. I was pretty sure we didn't have any bookings for the intro, but we opened the door to the bunkhouse and they were sitting on the couch wearing the mic or wearing the headphones
wearing
and holding the
mics. On their heads. Yeah.
Wearing the mics on their heads. And
We're like, we're here.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Yeah. You literally can't say no.
Yeah. I mean, we tried forcible removing. We tried
squatters' rights.
Yeah.
Thank you, California. Suck it. Newsom.
Yes.
Newsom. You know, with all the roommates we have, this was bound to happen, Kyle. At
yes.
some point.
We double booked.
Yeah. We were down to get double booked or triple booked.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, though, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Do you guys need anything with your temporary stay? I mean, we have a roommate coming very soon, so we're gonna have to kick you out, but. You finding the place okay?
I was gonna move out anyway, so it's fine.
Oh,
okay. I was planning on leaving.
Yeah, I'm not getting along with my roommates.
Okay. Yeah,
that's why I kind of wanted to come on here. I want to talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been meaning to talk to you. You actually can't be here. We don't have you on the books, so.
I didn't get a single dollar through the booking from you.
Rent.
This
who
behavior
am I
is why we're why we're leaving.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. Well, that's fair. We are coming at you. Kyle, I feel like we're coming at them.
We are coming
at
you,
guys. And I feel
like
we need to clean the slate and say, Clark and Lizzie, you're our friends. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a universe in which you could forgive us and I could forgive you?
Yes.
And we could just continue going forward and maybe have you interrupt the podcast?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys
okay.
suck. But what? You know what doesn't suck is March Madness!
Hey!
That's right. We threw it to you guys out there in the hemisphere of the internet, and we have some votes that tally.
Which hemisphere of the internet?
The
left one.
Left side.
The leftern hemisphere.
The leftern hemisphere. Of course, everyone knows it. Okay, so I threw up.
What? I'm so sorry.
I threw,
when?
Just
I
now?
Threw up a poll on Instagram for our listeners to vote for the March Madness
he
pick.
He threw
so.
Up a poll. That
I'm,
sounds painful.
I'm stuck on I threw up.
So here's the list that I threw up. We had Tommy Lee Jones versus Natasha Lyonne.
Keep saying it.
Chandler Bing versus Charizard. Selena Gomez versus Richard Warren Sears.
Okay.
Catherine Hahn versus Legolas. Raphael versus Appa, Zendaya versus Electrode, Donkey versus Clone Wars era, Anakin Skywalker, and Paul Rudd versus the song All-Star.
Okay.
Which one of those do you think was the biggest victory? What had the biggest upset, Maggie?
Oh, you mean...
What do you guys think, too?
Did one of them get like 0%? Is that...
No, no one got 0%.
Oh, good.
Oh.
There is one that dominated.
I think it was Selena Gomez.
I'm going to say it was... The song All-Star.
So, Paul Rudd won that category with 72%.
Yeah.
Wow.
The song All-Star did not.
So, it was the literal opposite of what I said.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know he's
gone, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But wasn't he like spreading Nazi kind of stuff?
This isn't about All Star.
It's bigger
than any one man.
All Star is your roommate, not the band.
No, it's just, hey, now you're an All Star.
Yeah.
But tell me you don't listen to Billie Jean and you don't think about it a little bit. I just think that doesn't surprise me.
So Tommy Lee Jones versus Natasha Lyonne. It was Natasha Lyonne with 71%.
Okay, Natasha, you're going forward.
This was a close one. Chandler Bing versus Charizard. Barely won. Chandler Bing with 56%.
Chandler Bing is a famously good roommate. I say it every time he comes up. I'm not surprised that he's made it through. I am surprised that it was by a nose.
Legolas beat out Catherine Hahn. Appa crushed Raphael.
Of course.
I'm sorry. Appa was the biggest upset with 76%.
Appa
beat Raphael. Lost? Oh,
no, he won.
No, okay. Super won. Yeah. This is going to be super
upset in the happy way. That's the biggest upset.
Mm-hmm. You voted for Raphael. That is clear.
Raph is the mean one.
Yeah,
I love Raph.
Raph is the woman of anger management problems.
Yeah. Zendaya beat out Electrode, sadly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Donkey lost to Clone Wars era Anakin Skywalker.
Wow, that's surprising to me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I voted for Clone Wars.
And
I also voted for Clone Wars era Anakin.
I think I voted Donkey.
Wow.
And I also voted Richard Warren Sears.
Okay.
Who's that?
Who
lost to Selena Gomez? So
not surprising.
What was the percentage on that?
We don't need to go into
percentage. No, what was the percentage, Kyle?
67% for Selena Gomez.
67%?
Okay. Wow. Versus?
Well,
do the math for us.
How many?
33%.
Kyle, how many times did you vote for that one?
How many accounts did you make?
I could have tipped the scale because I have multiple accounts on Instagram. I don't want to get into it, but I only voted once.
You could also just lie. You have the power. Because what am I going to do? Hack into your phone?
Oh, shit. I just misread this.
Can I
see it looks like Richard Warren Sears actually won that category with 155%.
It says right here. Wow. Richard Warren Sears won every category.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Let's get into it, guys. We have to go into the real roommate because last time I said it was the roommate, and I think this is the real roommate.
Room 8.
So this is the real roommate. Yeah. We got 4 matchups, and this is the best 8 roommates so far.
And now we, as a group, as the 4 of us, we are choosing who goes, oh my
God.
March Madness!
March Madness!
Okay, here we go. Okay. So we got Natasha Lyonne versus Appa.
Which one would be a better roommate?
Which one would be a better roommate?
Appa's going all the way to the top.
Yes.
Yep.
Appa's
going to be the best roommate of them all.
Can fly?
Yes.
Appa can fly.
Snuggles. Appa's got the most delightful little growl.
Yes, he just does. Yeah. His saddle can be the house.
So true.
He just eats grass.
Come on, Appa.
Yes.
Appa forever.
Easy.
Okay.
Appa's winning this as far as I know.
I'm sad to see Natasha Lyonne go, if I'm being honest.
It's okay, Kyle.
Oh, thanks, Natasha.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. I voted for Appa, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, we're going Appa.
Okay.
Next up, we got Chandler Bing versus Paul Rudd.
Oh, shit.
This is a tough match. It's Paul Rudd now versus Chandler Bing, the character. I think it's the everlasting idea of Paul Rudd.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's Paul Everlasting.
Okay. Paul Everlasting.
It's Tuck Understood. Everlasting, but Paul.
It's featuring Paul.
It's Chandler Bing.
It's got to be Chandler.
I've never seen an episode of Friends.
You've never seen any Friends?
Never seen Friends.
So here's what you need to know. Chandler Bing is a great roommate.
He's a great roommate.
Okay. He's a fun guy. He's very sarcastic.
He supports a struggling actor who can't pay his rent. That's Joey. And it's Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd is like the
Paul
real
Rudd's
world
great.
Chandler Bing.
I would choose Paul Rudd because he's never going to be home.
That's a good point. Would he
be with his family? Or would the family have to live in the house?
He left his family to come live with us.
Yeah.
Okay,
Is that going to make him mad?
No, he'll be
Is he going to be upset about leaving
I
his family?
I pick Paul Rudd as much as I love
Whoa.
Chandler Bing.
I pick Chandler Bing.
This is what I picture. Paul Rudd comes home. It's 2 a.m. I'm up watching Seven Samurai.
Yeah.
And Paul Rudd comes in. I'm like, what's wrong, Paul Rudd? And he's like, I just got in a big fight with my loving wife and my 2 children. We all just had a big scuffle.
We all had a falling out. Yeah.
And he's like, you mind if I stay here the night?
Yeah.
I'm like, absolutely.
Okay.
And I go in the fridge and I take some ginger beers out and we and he just kind of rants a little bit and cries and I console him.
Yeah.
This is such a loving, beautiful, tender image.
I can see it.
Yeah.
So your vote is Paul
Rudd. Am I choosing Paul Rudd now?
Paul Rudd.
Maggie?
It's Paul Rudd.
I think I have to. It's just that Chandler... What do we do when we're split? What do we do when we're split?
I don't know. I guess if there's like a tie, maybe it should just go to Richard Warren Sears. Is that I'm looking at the fine print. That is what it says.
Fuck.
If there's a tie, it goes to Richard
Warren.
We
cannot tie.
I don't know how that makes sense, but this is in the rules.
Does Chandler have a chandelier? Have a job?
No.
Chandelier. Yeah, he has a good job.
Oh.
No one knows what it is. It's part of the bit of the show.
Yeah. Got it.
He
okay.
is a loving roommate.
Is he always
and a
home?
Good and a partner loving to friend. And he likes to hang out and eat pizza and
all
drink
right,
beer.
I feel
and have
bad.
Fun.
I'm going Chandler
That's
Bing.
That's pretty cool.
I'm going Chandler Bing.
He I'm hangs. Sorry, Paul Rudd. I'm
Chandler
sorry.
Bing hangs.
I'm going
hangs.
Chandler
he hangs.
Paul Rudd comes home sad after a fight with his wife. Hey, and Chandler Bing hangs.
Out of support for Paul Rudd, I am sticking with Paul
all
Rudd.
Right, we're going Chandler.
I'm going with Chandler.
Chandler won that one. Next up, it's Selena Gomez versus Zendaya.
Ooh. I'm gonna
Zendaya.
Yeah,
is it Zendaya?
It's whatever. It's
am I saying it wrong this whole time?
I think it's Zendaya.
It's Zendaya.
I've been saying it wrong this whole
Zendaya.
Time.
Zendaya.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
I'm glad we were here to clarify that.
So we picked Selena Gomez.
over
now, I feel like I have to pick Zendaya.
I do pick Selena Gomez. I pick Selena Gomez.
Yeah, I pick Selena Gomez. Yeah. For sure.
As a roommate.
For
I would
sure.
too.
Yeah.
I feel like she just gives me good roommate.
Yeah.
I just
not
know
that
more
Zendaya
about...
doesn't.
No. Zendaya was, I mean, she made it this
Wait,
far.
Wait, did I say
She'd
it wrong incredible. When I just corrected myself again?
I wasn't paying attention.
You said it. No, you said it right, but it was not confident.
Say it again.
I honestly...
Say it right now.
Zendaya.
Nice.
Good job.
And it was a little bit more...
Is this a clap? Where's the clappy thing?
Yeah, click it.
It's... That's a spy song.
Why is the spy song happening? How did Clark
I think it's
do
a
this?
Clue that we want Murders in the Building star
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez is the winner.
All right. Last match. Legolas versus Clone Wars Anakin Skywalker.
I feel like this is Maggie's.
I'm picking Legolas. Legolas is good through and through. Anakin, we know what's happening. We know where this is going.
But it just
was be
stays
harder
in the era of where he's cool and good.
Yes, it is cool.
Clone Wars era.
He is at war. He is at war. He is a stressed out guy with lots of
he
weight
seems
on
to
his
have
shoulder.
A smile.
That's true.
He does. He's a goofy goof. He's a goofy goofer.
Yeah, he's
Listen,
a goofy goofer.
But
yeah.
Legolas is chill. He's basically a Jedi, but without the drama.
Yeah, but Anakin would probably let you turn his lightsaber on.
I'm not gonna lie, Maggie has a cardboard cutout of
Legolas
one of these two
for our roommate already. Okay.
Right,
I feel
pick,
like it's not shocking.
I pick Legolas.
Wait, okay.
I pick
hear me
Legolas.
Out though.
Wait,
hear me out. Wait, no, wait, guys, guys,
Legolas
no, wait, no,
cardboard
hear me out.
Cutout in here.
It will
I
be.
Was just looking for it.
It will be.
Oh, there is a Legolas right there.
There's a
Legolas
oh my gosh.
Right
wow.
Ever
Frankie
watching over.
Sent to us by a room rat. Yeah.
You
yes.
You could Spider-Man from one Legolas to the other. In
and
this
I will.
Place.
Is Spider-Man an option?
Wait, can we talk about Legolas really quick? Because I love Legolas.
Yeah.
I obviously.
I have a lot to say on the subject, Clark. What do you have to say?
But I feel like he might be kind of a judgmental roommate. Okay?
Let me think.
All right? I'm just think like... I feel like he would be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, oh,
I think
I don't
there's
agree.
Something to that.
I don't.
He's
I,
like, there's a lot of dishes in the
yes,
sink and they're not yep, mine.
Yes.
No, he would say
he
some
would
like
be
Elvish
so
phrase.
Clean. He'd be, yeah. And he would be saying it softly under his breath. And I'd be like, what is
what
it?
Is
and he'd
it?
Be like, nothing. And I'd be like, no, what did you say
I
under
would
your breath?
Die before I put the dishes in the hand of an elf.
Yeah.
You know what he wouldn't like, Maggie?
What?
Is when you do that thing where you clean and you end up leaving everything in the middle of the room because you're not done yet.
Yeah, but he would help me. He would use his elf powers because he doesn't really like... You know, he has like strength and stuff, and he would help me.
I don't
be, like,
think
a
even
good
an
clean.
Elf
no,
could help
he would.
That.
He would help Maggie
he
because
would
he would love Maggie.
He would love me. We'd,
Whoa,
we'd be buddies.
Fine.
We'd be arching in the backyard.
Yeah,
we'd be sword fighting.
Kyle, I think you should not vote for Legolas because I feel like
I'm
he might steal
Anakin.
Your wife.
I'm going with Anakin because I want to save my marriage.
Unfortunately, that is 3-1. Legolas is going.
Did you
forward.
Guys all pick Legolas?
No, it, but. Maggie Jo's
gaslighting.
Who are you guys picking?
Legolas. I'll vote for
he's
Legolas.
Clean.
Okay,
yeah.
All
he's
right.
Clean.
We got Legolas.
He's
this
good.
Has
clean.
Been March Madness. Thank you, Clark and Lizzie, for helping us with that. That was tricky. We do have to kick you out to get to our next roommate.
Oh, no, that's
That's totally fine. I'm very fine with it. Yes. I'm not mad at all.
Yes. Okay, well, I'm glad we cleared the slate. I know it was very tense when we, you know, first started.
Yeah.
And we will be billing you for a full day.
Yeah, two, okay. probably. You said day and a half. We're going to round up to two.
Yeah, we're going to round up to two.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
Thank you, guys.
So glad to be friends again.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, it's so good to be friends. Yeah. It's so good to be friends.
Our roommate today is a filmmaker. She directed a movie called... She wrote and directed a
movie
called
did.
My Divorce Party. It just premiered. And it's going to be released, I think, is it April 30th? It's going to be released on video on demand.
Yeah, we get into it in this podcast, baby.
She's an awesome writer, funny. Director, filmmaker. So please help us in welcoming
Heidi Weitzer.
Wow, Heidi, is there anything we could
clapping. A beautiful clapping. Theme song.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, yes.
Kyle did all the work and I showed up just like for the podcast.
That's, you know, it's, okay. only, sort of, it's only mostly true.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're number one on the call sheet.
Yes. Well, it feels like I'm number one on the call sheet.
Yeah. That's,
and Kyle's sort of like all of the support and I'm just like, the talent has arrived.
Yes, you
the
are the talent.
Star
the
star is born.
I'm the gnat that attaches itself to the talent.
Yeah. It doesn't seem fair, really. Because Kyle, like, in all seriousness, mm-hmm. Kyle does all right, literally okay. everything.
Anyways, Heidi, thank you
Andy
for being
Richter.
Here.
Andy
Richter. He's an Andy Richter. Is that
real? No one's ever said that to me. I will take it.
Well,
I love it. I'm a real Andy Richter.
Wow.
So, Heidi, so you have a film you've been working on. It's going to be premiering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has premiered.
Okay. So it premiered at Cinequest. It's called My Divorce Party.
Yes.
And it will be on video on demand April 30th.
That's yep. so soon.
Yep. So it's coming up real quick.
Yep.
It will be on Apple, Amazon,
mm-hmm.
Google, mm-hmm. YouTube, anywhere you can buy a movie, it will be on there, which is exciting.
I'm going to go on to each and every one of those
yeah.
and I'll be purchasing and I'll get multiple televisions and watch them all at
yes,
once.
Please. And that's kind of how mm-hmm. we're hoping everyone does it, mm-hmm. is just farming it.
Sure.
Yes,
and just watching it on a loop.
Of course.
As someone who knows you, I know that you put a lot of secret hidden messages into
yes.
your work.
Of
and
course.
So I'm going to have one
oh,
going
yes.
backwards.
Yes, smart.
One overlaps like the other
yeah.
way, you know, just
and
like
then,
to try and find all those satanic meanings yeah. that you had written into the
and I'm going to have all 10 Fast and the Furious movies playing next to it because I feel like they
yeah.
tie in somehow.
And it is it's yeah. kind of a sister movie.
Is it? Yeah, it's like a Hobbs and Shaw mm-hmm. extended.
It's mm-hmm. Hobbs and Shaw
exactly.
and Heidi.
Hobbs and Shaw and Heidi.
Hello.
Do you have any like breaking news that we could break on the podcast about the movie? You know, something like you haven't said, you know, like
ooh,
your favorite line got cut, or like you fell in love with a cast member, but it turned out to just
which
be
cast
guests.
Member did you fall in love with?
Oh my god, all of them.
Oh, had
a huge crush on Laith Ashley.
Okay.
Who's just like the sweetest man in the world. He played Ajax, our stripper with a heart of gold.
There you go.
Ooh, Heidi. Scandalous.
But, you know,
ooh, scandal.
I am a professional and
yes.
he's a professional. So we did keep it professional
okay.
and we still are keeping it professional.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's
respect.
Good to know that there's
respect.
professionalism.
Respect.
But
how
when, does
your
this,
life?
When does this come out?
This will be coming out this upcoming week, so
yeah.
this is a short turnaround on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be out April 1st, I believe.
If we don't April Fool's it, yeah.
This might be an April Fool's prank
yeah,
on you.
This is a joke.
Okay. I wonder if I could tell you something, but then if...
Yeah.
I can't release it yet. Could you
we
edit
could definitely
it out?
Edit it out. We
oh,
edit
let's
out
do-
most of it. It's pretty much just us saying welcome, and then we get to the outcome.
Yeah, and then we get...
Okay,
yeah.
Well, thanks for being here, Heidi. Yeah.
Kyle, is there like a code word that you could say right now to your future self to be like, you
yes,
might want to cut
okay.
this?
Watermelon.
Okay, this is
great.
Watermelon. Go ahead.
Okay, so...
Due to foreseen circumstances, we had to edit this part out. We now return to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Thank you.
I mean, it's such an accomplishment to make... To write a film itself is so so much of your mm-hmm. time, effort,
yeah.
brain, everything.
Yeah.
And then to have the insanity to go forth and make the damn thing.
I was like, should I make it?
Should I?
Watermelon. Sorry, this is where I cut
okay.
back in. This
Thank
is where
you.
I cut back in.
Okay.
Watermelon.
Let's get to a question.
Yeah.
Let's get to a question.
If it was like if a rabbit took over my... Now, here we go. I'll say it as a human. If a house has one significantly larger bedroom, should the parents take it or give it to the children? I've always been torn on this. Does the kid get the bigger room because they're the kid or the parents get it because they bought/leased the house? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think tough. The parents
What are you
have
talking
to
about?
Take it.
The kids? What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Wow.
They're small.
What?
They can live in like a broom closet.
They and my parents
wait,
literally
wait, are you
has.
Vernon Dursley?
Harry Potter, all of your children,
yeah.
and get all these staircases.
Yeah.
And then the parents, there's two of them, they should get the biggest room.
They did all the work. They have lived this horrible, shitty life that they've no doubt lived, which is a horrible way to say that
what?
Being alive is terrifying.
They've gone to all this trouble and bought or leased a house. They should get every room. The kids can just, yeah.
Wait, I thought you were saying the kids should get the big one.
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you said at first. Okay.
No.
Gotcha.
What are you talking about? The parents need this and the parents need an office. Frankly, Harry should still be under the in the cupboard under the stairs.
Wow.
If you ask me.
Heidi, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hey,
Milwaukee.
Girl.
I didn't realize you were Wisconsin.
The Midwest, baby.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Just eating cheese curds and beer all day.
I didn't realize that you were Wisconsin. Yeah, I grew up just outside Chicago. Yeah, not so different, you and I.
That's right.
Yes.
Very similar.
Where did you grow up? I grew up moving all over the world, but guess where my parents live, Heidi? They live about an hour away from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yep. Where?
We can't dox it.
Oh, no. They live in...
Watermelon.
They live in a little tiny town.
We'll discuss it in the paywall episode.
Yeah. Okay. This will be in the bonus.
We'll go behind the scenes.
We'll dox Maggie's parents.
Behind Maggie's
to hell.
Parents.
Yeah.
You did have a large room, I know, at the house you were in high school. You had a huge
room. In high
room.
School, I did. I moved almost every year and had a different bedroom going. Like, I had all kinds of bedroom situations. I've lived in a basement with my brother. I have lived in a giant, like, manor bedroom with like three beds in it. I have lived in a duplex on
an
air mattress.
Did you sleep on all three beds?
No, just one. One was for when books. I just kind of put books on it.
My
was
book.
Like this one
Wait,
today.
What bedroom was
my
this?
Book bed.
That was in Bahrain.
Oh,
but in my Wisconsin Crazy. House where I went to high school, I did have like the attic room essentially, which was like very cool, like a kid's dream. Mm-hmm. And it was like big enough for multiple beds in there, so that was a good time. It was a good one. I don't know why. I don't like that we're talking about this. It makes me feel like a spoiled, like, well, I could do.
No, I
could do handsprings.
Well, you've
my
had a very,
bed.
You've had a very varied life.
It's been very varied.
It's a very varied life. You know, there's highs and lows.
What's something that makes me sound more grounded and realistic?
Talk about your ponies.
Let's see.
about your ponies.
Well, I only had eight, you know, Dasher and Dancer,
okay.
And Donder and Blitzen.
My apartment complex manager / neighbor, who I like, suggested getting our kids together to play.
Who you like?
Who I like. Not sure if she only wants our kids to play or if she's open to me, who I like, as well. Taking my living situation into account, how would you approach to find out? I'm usually all for just being direct, but it's slightly different this time. We've seen each other multiple times and chatted.
Ooh.
I've gotten good vibes, but since she's at work, I don't want to assume...
Yeah, wait. So I think I am to assume you, when they say like, they mean like.
They mean like.
Like.
I like you.
Your children could be a gateway for love.
It's true.
Yes.
But this is a high risk situation, Heidi.
High risk, high reward.
High risk, high reward. Ruin life.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Big flop.
Big bad. Because if you're, this is your property manager or like landlord, like that person knows where you fucking live.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also is in charge of a lot of things. If you be like, oh no, my refrigerator exploded, they'll be like, I'll get to it.
Landlords.
In December.
Landlords make me very nervous.
Same.
This has come up, I think, a long time ago, but like I've had landlords where I feel like they'll say the craziest shit and I go,
yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Yeah.
And I am like the least ally in the world because I'm like, I'm scared of this person.
Yeah,
yeah.
You could say
they own my house and they're like, I fucking did this. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Sounds
I gotta
awesome.
Go.
You hit a guy with your car. That's so funny. Goodbye.
Do you need help burying him?
Yeah, I'm like a coward.
Can you not raise my rent?
Please don't.
Yeah,
I'll hit
one
someone
in particular.
Else. Do you have any enemies?
Our current one is very nice, though. I will say they're so nice. I love them. Oh my goodness, so great. No, they really
so
are.
Great.
He really
He's
is.
So great. And I've only hit a couple guys with my car for our current landlord.
Oh, you hit them with your car for
what?
Him.
Huh? Okay. But I will say this. Listen.
Love is weird.
Like, if this is their person that's meant to be, who are we to say, like, well, you can't date a landlord. Are you insane? Like, I don't know. Maybe they both have kids interested in hanging out.
I think you're not going to be able to tell by the first time.
No, you're not.
Treat it as, like, our kids are hanging out.
Yep.
And then, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. And then kind of see...
What are we?
See what the landlord is up to. If they're like, all right, you're watching the kids, bye. Well, then that's your answer.
Yeah,
you're totally right. You got to take it slow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And listen, as a person who does get paid to watch children a lot, this could definitely be that. It could definitely be like, oh, hey, my kids said they want to hang out with your kids. Is that cool?
And then you're going to watch them and then I'm going to leave?
Yeah. Like, because you're trapped. What are you going to do? Leave the kids?
Yeah.
You're like, I got to go to work. No, you don't. You got to watch the kids because the kids could die.
I think it's super risky. I feel like I wouldn't do it unless I felt really, really confident.
Well, How do you say no?
That's what I was going to say. You also can't say no to your landlord.
You don't have to say no to hanging out, but I'm just saying I wouldn't take the step towards like intimacy.
I feel like if I'm getting the green light.
Yeah.
But if I'm getting the green light.
But if I'm the only one giving the signals and then they're kind of like,
prickly.
What are you doing? Just watch my kids. Then
just watch my fucking kids.
There's your answer. You're right. Yeah. You say yes to hang out with the kids. It's your gateway, right? It's your gateway.
I'm nervous.
That's what you do. Well, that's why I asked you out.
Do you want to watch my kids?
Do you want to watch my kids?
Surprise, I don't have any.
My kids. I meant movies with me.
How do we feel about having your phone out at, look, not during the movie, but during the previews of the movie, like having your phone out, like, and looking at it during the previews of the movie, is that a no-go?
It's a no-go.
I mean,
okay.
I love all the previews.
Yeah,
but
so do I.
I also, not to plug, but I do have AMC A-list.
Fuck yeah,
brag.
But I'm a new member. Only used it once.
Wow, impressive. Well,
teach me.
But it's like I've seen all of the trailers, and so I'm like, go ahead, play with your phone. What do I care?
Interesting.
But once Nicole comes on,
no.
Put that phone away.
You get if Nicole's on screen, you put it away. Yeah. Even though they've truncated it recently.
Oh, and it's terrible now.
Why?
Yeah. Why would they ruin a good thing?
We all learned it. We all learned the lines.
Okay. I was at the movies a while back, and one of my friends like yelled at me for being on my phone during the preview. And I wasn't I wasn't like really. I think it was Mariah.
Names.
And I wasn't like. I didn't have it like up like this, but I had it like down here, and I was doing something. I don't know if I was texting or what,
dude.
But I was doing something, and she's like, "Put it away."
I'm so proud of her.
I have a privacy screen, which also like shadows
that
it.
Shadows it.
And so I'm like, fucking tell me to put this phone away.
I dare
the light is barely on.
Yeah,
you have
true.
The lawyer one that like means so that no one can see. I want that.
Because I was on a plane one time and I literally felt a man go.
Really?
I was like, why are you reading my emails with me?
And
so I was like, I don't like this.
Ew.
So,
okay, I'm going to have to get one of those.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get one of those.
Treat yourself. They're like $7.
I'm sorry about looking over your shoulder on the plane. Yeah.
And Kyle. Now here we are.
I just feel like during the movie, it's definitely a no-no.
Yeah.
Definitely a no-no. And I hate when people do it. I've seen people do it at the weirdest times where they just pull out their phone and do nothing. They like scroll for like 30 seconds. And like,
they just look at
and, like,
their
you see
own
them, like,
look,
they're like shopping.
Although I will say during Avatar 2, this woman who was alone watching this 3.5 hour epic just started scrolling on Facebook.
On Facebook?
And she was in the row in front of me. And me and my friend, we were like, all right, well, same. Like, good for you for wanting to see how many likes you have.
She was going on Facebook going, I see you.
And I see the trivia coming up.
Ooh.
It's trivia time.
Oh, shit. It's my turn for trivia, and mine is not ready.
Okay.
Everyone...
Way to cover it smoothly, Maggie.
And I have it.
Watermelon.
It's coming. Watermelon.
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 Watermelon. Maggie's. I just don't have the doc up. I'm so sorry.
But you could, like, fill time. You could, like, vamp.
You guys hear the one about the trivia?
Okay.
I haven't.
This is terrible.
Because I don't know.
I'm sorry, Heidi. We try to run a smooth ship.
Because I don't know... Wait, is it in
this? Oh my goodness, this is a mess. Now she's looking in her notebook.
I know,
she was looking at her laptop.
I know what's happening. It's
now she's
fine.
On her notebook. I mean, I can do some trivia if you want.
No, I know. Okay. Oh, I found it.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Fuck me.
This
so
is so bad.
This is so embarrassing. I had a writer's thing right before this. I'm sorry.
This is how long you have until we need the trivia, Maggie.
Okay, thank you.
Time's up.
Okay, these sound effects.
I'm gonna go with B.
Okay,
sound effects are top notch.
I've got it. I'm gonna vamp a little bit.
I'm gonna vamp.
Here
okay, you could have vamped while.
Hey, it's Easter. Am I right?
Yeah.
This is what you couldn't come up with
hey,
while
Easter.
You were looking for
am
it.
Am I right?
You couldn't say, "Hey, it's Easter."
Hey, it's Easter.
While
am I
you
right?
were like fumbling through your notes.
So where does the word Easter come from?
That was it. You couldn't remember this.
Here comes. Is it?
This is the most bullshit.
Where does the name Easter come from?
This is the most basic trivia. You like
does
looked
it,
at the calendar.
Does it come from? Is this thing on? Does it come from the word Eostre, which is an Anglo-Saxon deity with a rabbit sidekick? Does
I
it come from Eustre, which is a German witch who turned children into eggs?
Well, wait a minute.
Does it come from Easter, a Norse king who hunted rabbits for the spring festival, or does it come from oyster, a bivalve mollusk with a rough, irregular shell?
We're gonna find out right after.
we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by vases, not vases, because that's nothing. That's not how we do English. Okay? Vases.
Are you a burper, but you wish you wouldn't burp as much, and people are saying, hey, stop burping in my face? Well, guess what? With Dr. Snow's Burp It Hop, it'll make you stop burping and start hopping. Dr. Burp and Snop and Hop is going to make you hop in your friend's face whenever you feel a burp coming on. Just try it right now. What? Oh, man. Hey, that's so funny, Mike, that you hopped in my face. That's right, because I take Dr. Snow's Burp and Hop and Stop. Get it today at Target.com.
I
wanted to say, you know, we've been posting a lot of clips and stuff on YouTube and TikTok. So if you're not checking out that stuff, check out our YouTube and TikTok.
Check it out.
Just wanted to plug that. I also want to say, you know, this week I was like, listen, I don't have to talk about Sears every episode, right? I don't have to talk about Sears every time. I was like,
but maybe you should.
I was like, maybe this one I won't.
This,
I don't really have anything.
Don't do this.
I don't really have anything. So I was like, I don't have to. And that's what I'll say. But
okay,
I will say that I was at Jones Coffee in South Pasadena this morning, you know, doing a little podcast prep.
Okay.
And I'm at the coffee shop, did a little prep work, came up with a great segment coming up.
Get ready for it.
I don't want
to
know.
And then I'm walking down the stairs, and this is a coffee shop I've been to many times. You've been many times, Mandy.
Many times.
Go there all the time. I'm upstairs, sitting there in my coffee, wrap up, start to walk down the stairs. And I shit you not, this is like the universe is sending me as many signs as possible. I'm walking down the stairs, and they have a bunch of art on the walls. And I've walked by this art hundreds of times. I'm pretty sure this is brand spanking new. And it's calling out to me. What is it? It's a black and white print photo on the wall of Sears.
Shut up, Kyle.
And it is titled,
what?
America's First Sears. You can see
why
it here.
Why is it there? Wow.
You can see it there. It's on
why
the wall at the coffee
there?
Shop with other art. And it's like the biggest one. And
why is it there?
And it's like a beautiful shot of a beautiful, like, grayish white Sears. And it has Sears in all lowercase letters. And you can see the shadow of two palm trees against this beautiful white Sears. And
I thought the first Sears was in Chicago.
Well, hang,
so
hang,
did I.
They hang don't on, have palm trees there. You're getting to this thing. It says in handwritten script below this carefully done art piece, it says, America's First Sears opened in Chicago, 1925. Nice, Heidi. Nice, Heidi.
Wow. Heidi knew. Heidi
today,
knew.
Her shadow swan sways like Palm Sunday in a haste place. I can't really read what this.
What letter is that?
Cast?
In a haste place.
I don't know. I don't know what that means right there.
But it's a poem. Shadow. It's a full-ass poem.
It's like a full written poem, and this
the
is by Scott.
The carcass of Sears sways in the wind.
The corpse of Sears.
Before me were two paths, one to Sears. And one less
this
traveled
by.
This
is a photo by Scott Kuza, and it is could be yours for $450.
$450?
No. We need to find Scott and get him on the podcast.
The problem is I know you're going
to
be the one to buy it.
We
it's
need
going
to get
up
Scott
right there.
On the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who Scott is, but
Scott.
We need. Can you imagine if we got Scott on the podcast?
We're getting him.
Can you imagine?
Heidi, do you know Scott?
He said, I traveled the world just taking pictures of Sears.
You know, I mean, sometimes it's like, look, I almost gave up on Sears before. I was like, listen, it played its part. And then little things come up, like Aaron Blay, like buying a suit at Sears and this photo on the wall.
No.
And it keeps reeling me back.
Okay,
in.
You're going to hate this, Maggie, you bet. Oh. But in another life, I worked for Marriott Hotels.
Okay.
And one of my clients was Sears.
Yes!
Stop!
Yes!
It was when I was in Chicago.
Speak your
and
truth.
And... I mean, it was flopping then. They used to have 15,000 hotel rooms a year.
Okay.
And then by the time I left, it was when they started closing and they ended up, I think they only had like 3,000 hotel rooms by the time I left.
Okay, well, watermelon that last part.
Okay.
Watermelon that last part. We don't need to say how many left.
Because Kyle thinks Sears is back.
Sears is back and bigger than ever. So you would say they were a good client to work with?
No, they were cheap.
Oh.
All right. Well,
shots fired.
Okay. Well, thanks, Heidi. But look, the bigger thing is the universe is saying Sears is. I mean, this is. Was isn't that weird? Is that is not weird. Weird?
Is it Aoster?
It was a
is
photo.
It Aoster?
A black and
is
white
it
photo
Aoster,
of Sears.
Or is it Oyster?
I hope it's that witch. The German
that
witch.
That was Euster, German witch who turned children into eggs.
Yeah.
What was
that'd
the,
be fun.
What was the Danish one?
I said Anglo. Okay, there's Aoster, Anglo-Saxon deity with a rabbit sidekick.
I don't. That's not what.
And then there's a Norse one, which is Aester, Norse king who hunted
rabbits. All right, I'm going
rabbits.
Norse guy.
You're going
what,
with
what
Norse.
What are you doing, Heidi?
German witch.
Okay, you guys are.
Oh, both wrong.
So sorry. It comes. Well, honestly, part of the answer is people are like, we're not 100% sure. Oh,
what great
which
trivia
is so
you did,
dumb,
Maggie. What
but
great trivia you chose
you.
Out of all the possible
thanks,
trivia. You chose
Kyle.
One that's not
thanks.
Exactly right.
But it is
kind
because
of all of them, but none of them.
They're all right this? In a way, especially Oyster.
What is that?
Aoster, this Anglo-Saxon deity with a rabbit sidekick because it represents fertility. Because rabbits, I don't know if you guys know this, rabbits, they get it. They
yeah.
do it a lot.
Yeah, they do it a lot.
So that's why we have the Easter Bunny.
Okay,
and
so.
that's why we call it Easter.
So we're both wrong.
Yeah, you're both wrong. Sorry.
Okay.
No one gets the $1,000 today.
Oh.
I mean,
does it roll over?
Yeah, it gets it rolled over for the next time.
Yeah, we keep yeah. rolling it over.
It rolls over to, you're going to get $2,000 next time. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that if that doesn't seem like a sign, the Sears photo, like I don't, that feels like
I don't
a
know
sign.
What it is.
I mean, why was that on the wall?
I couldn't begin to tell you.
I mean, it's art. Like, it's a beautiful... I'll post this online.
The devil works in mysterious ways.
No, no, no. This is a sign. It's a beautiful black and white photo of Sears, shadows of palm trees on the building.
Yeah,
it's
you
just
said.
Like,
you said, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll always be the Sears Tower to me.
Yeah. Come on.
What does that word say? Haste? What is it? Haste place?
Yeah, it says haste.
Yeah, it's kind of... Their T-work maybe could use a little bit. But otherwise, Scott, we want to... We
want
to have you on the show.
We want you on.
It says Hasni.
Yeah, Scott, Hasni. Reach out to us when you hear this. I'm sure you're a big fan.
Yeah. Like, oh.
And speaking of big.
Ring, ring.
Okay, well, I.
Kyle just turned the recording. He emphatically, it's on camera, emphatically went to go push a button and instead turned the recording all the way
I
off.
I said, speaking of big, and I.
And he shut it off. He shut this. He shut us down. And actually, Heidi and I blinked out of existence for like 3 seconds.
I'm going to have to resync that in post.
The podcast
okay,
is
speaking
over.
Of big. That's right. Godzilla. So this is the theme song from 1954's Godzilla movie, okay? It's a great
it's so
theme
beautiful.
Song
yeah.
By the film's composer, Akira Ifukube. So I wanted Godzilla X Kong just mm-hmm. came out, and so I'm inspired to do some trivia today.
Please call it Godzilla Twitter Kong. I can't do X anymore. I'm sick of it.
That's great. Okay, so Godzilla's roar. We're gonna be talking about Godzilla's Ooh. Roar here, okay, folks. Okay. Godzilla's roar in 1954 was originally attempted using various actual animal sounds.
Oh.
It wasn't really working, so the film's composer Akira Ifukube suggested using a leather glove coated in pine tar resin.
What?
And then rubbed it against a double bass string.
Whoa.
So the sound of Godzilla's Whoa. Is a double bass string being rubbed
Whoa.
With a leather
Ooh.
Glove.
Ooh. That sound people are so like fascinating the way they find
mm-hmm.
noises. That's so cool.
So this is his score from that first 1954 movie we're hearing here.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought today we could look at the sounds of Godzilla. So
okay.
We're doing a name that sound today.
Wow.
I have
I like
five,
that. I love it.
I have five Godzilla roars from different films over the decades.
Ooh,
and I want
fun.
You to tell me which roar you think it is. So I'll give
name
you
that
the,
roar.
Name that roar.
Name that roar.
So one of them is not the Katy Perry song. I don't think I'll be able to name any of them.
Okay. So I'll give
didn't
you the
know
years.
There were five movies.
There's I'll like give, probably 100,000.
There's
point.
A lot. So I'll
when
give,
you say five movies, what do you mean?
Well, I mean
like
five different movies
years?
Over decades, and I'll give you the years right oh. now.
Okay.
So you're gonna have to name the if just name the year will be the
gotcha.
Easiest way.
Gotcha. Okay.
So the
so
years.
So this is like that thing where like you have like five things here and five things here, and you have to draw the line to which
yeah.
one.
I get
we
it.
We can do it. We can do
so
it.
So the years that are the options are 1954, the first one, 1984, 1998, 2014, or 2019.
Ooh,
wow.
So those
Ooh.
Are the years we got going on. Let's start with the first one. Here's the first roar. If you want to pass and go to the next one, we can.
Okay.
But here's the first one.
Okay.
Name that roar.
Sounds mod.
Yeah.
It's not 50.
That's, you know what? That sounds like a 2014 roar.
It sounds like 2014. That sounds like 2014. I agree.
Nice. You got it. Exactly. Oh! That is 2014's Godzilla.
We knew.
Yeah,
2014's Godzilla.
Get yourself a filmmaker
that's
and
where,
your team. She knows the, movies and what times they sound like.
Yeah, that's the American one that's still like in that universe right now. That's the one that just came out.
Okay.
All right. Here's the second one. Here we go.
That sounds like a bass drum.
That sounds like an old roar. Old.
That's not 2024 or 20 whatever it was, 19.
It's either 84 or 54.
I'm saying 54.
Okay.
Ding, ding!
Oh,
nice! You guys got 2 for 2 so far. All right, it's going to get a little more tricky. Here we go.
I'm scared.
Third one coming up. Name that roar.
Okay, this is a new roar.
It's 19. 19.
Yeah.
29.
It's got to be.
Correct.
Yes.
You trying to make this sound.
It was a little
How
gotcha.
Dare you? Gotcha.
All right, next. You guys are doing really good.
It was also
good.
Like we could hear the like, ha, la, la,
yeah.
Ha, ha, which is,
all right,
weren't doing that
so the years remaining we have are 1984 and 1998. Do you know the 1998 one?
Is that Matthew Broderick?
I think I
That's
saw
the
it.
Matthew Broderick one.
I think I saw it.
I did not see that one.
One of my greatest claims to fame is I saw that in theaters, and there's this scene where like there's a bunch of baby Godzillas, and the elevator door opens up.
Yeah.
And the elevator door opens up and there's a bunch of baby Godzillas. And in the theater, as a kid, I go, wrong floor. And then 2 seconds later, Matthew Broderick goes, wrong floor.
Oh! Kyle got the joke.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And
that's
it's all
stupid.
Downhill from there.
That's very
Here's
funny.
The fourth one.
Okay.
That seems like 80. Okay.
Whoa.
I was going to say 98.
This is the first time.
Oh, no.
Dude, let me hear it again.
This is a real Godzilla vs. Kong situation.
Ooh.
Should we hear the other one?
Yeah, let's go
fair?
To the last one.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
The last one. Here we go.
Okay, that's 98.
Yeah. I think it's, I think it's 80s and the 90s.
So you think this one?
98.
You are correct.
Oh,
you got 5 for 5.
I'm so impressed.
That's really impressive.
We know our roars.
Nice job on Name That Roar. For my money, this is like one of the coolest like composed songs in a movie. I love this song from 1954.
You're gonna hear me roar.
No, not that.
Godzilla.
All of those movies except for the 2019 one are named Godzilla, by the way.
That's so wild.
Yeah.
Like
no
you
notes.
Just name them.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna make a movie, call it like Star Wars. Yeah. What are they gonna do?
What are they gonna do?
What are they gonna do?
What are they gonna
Come
do?
At me. I'd like to see you try.
They probably will.
I'd like to see them try, those nerds.
Heidi, thank you so much for being our roommate. Thank you for staying
Thank you for
with
having
us.
Me.
You've been an exquisite guest so far.
Yes.
I like the way you fold the sheets. You know, it's everything's tidy. Yeah. Everything's
you
gotta nice.
Teach us tidy Heidi. That's what
you
they
need to
Heidi.
Clean as you go.
Okay.
As you go is smart.
I never would have thought of that.
I always don't.
Yeah.
Well, you should clean as you go.
Yeah, I should. Okay. Anything you'd like to plug or say before we retire you to your room?
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
this was very fun.
We're very glad to have you.
And please watch My Divorce Party when it comes out on
My
video on
party.
Demand, April 30th.
Wherever you watch your movies.
Wherever you get
very
your
Very excited. So happy for you. Thank you so much for being our roommate. And watch out for Godzilla. And Sears.
What is it? Godzilla versus Kong?
Or it's Godzilla
X-Kong.
So they're dating.
I guess.
They're working together in this one.
Cuties.
And maybe there's a little smooch at the end.
There might be a little bit of a smooch. All right. Thank you so much, Heidi.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Go.
That's not you open your mouth like you were gonna say something.
No, you always say first.
I know, but that's why I paused. It's on camera. I feel like it's on camera.
Well, just go. Say it.
Thank you so much for listening to the Roommate Lovers Pod
Hour,
which is the new thing I'm calling the podcast.
Terrible. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you might have noticed we had to cut out. We had to watermelon part of Heidi's segment, and that's just because that's how hot this podcast
I know.
is. We're getting the juicy details, so juicy you can't even Share them.
You have to take the. Well, the thing about watermelons is you eat the watermelon, but sometimes you got to spit out the seeds.
Sometimes you got to spit out the seeds, and that section was a seed.
It was a seed.
It was a bad
get
seed.
Get out of here.
It was a bad seed.
It was a bad seed.
But it was
but
a good
it was
seed.
Cool. It was a good
it
seed.
Was a cool thing
we'll
for her.
Say, we'll tell you when we can tell you.
Maybe.
That. Maybe.
But hey, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
Hey, send us any questions you got. Anonymous questions. From around the interwebs, anonymous
your
questions from yourself.
Your personal questions.
You could leave us a voicemail. Please send us more voicemails.
We want voicemails. What's the phone number for that, Kyle?
It is... hang on, I almost got it. It's...
It's 1-800.
No, it's 44-ASK-RL, I know, but I can't remember what the first part
is.
I got it
right
here. Hang on, I'm stalling. And I know it, and it's not because I'm here. Maggie's supposed to, this is her thing, you know, really.
Should I set you up for that again?
It's 989-44-ASK-RL. That's 989-44-27575.
Call us, please.
Yeah, call us.
Call us and then your mother in that order.
In that order.
If you have the urge to talk to someone you love, call us instead.
Yes, call us instead.
Another way you can support the show is by telling a friend about it. Tweeting it, whatever they're calling it these days. Tweeting it, Instagramming it. Nope, that we don't really do that, but it'd be cool if you did that to us or followed us on Instagram. It would be so helpful.
It's so true. Just try it,
just
guys.
Try it.
Think about
it's
it for
cool.
a second,
okay?
Okay,
think it and stuff.
But hey, thank you so much for being here. We have 5 more weeks of merch.
Ooh.
The merch is the Happy Hellhawk deemed it so.
Yes.
I think we have 5 weeks left, so get it while it's hot.
Yes.
You can find the link in
the
description.
You can find the lip right below the nose.
You can find the lip in the link in the description below. I'm Kyle.
I'm Maggie. Go for a walk.
To me. Everything is going to be alright.
Oh man, my back is killing me. So tired of carrying around these blocks of cheese in my backpack just for lunch. Come on, I wish there was an easier... What? Oh my goodness, Sir Isaac Newton? Are you presenting me with a cheese that you can pull apart and it looks like strings? What, Sir Isaac Newton? Do you say it's called string cheese? What? You don't say. Oh my goodness gracious. Hey, I love you. But not as much as I love... Isaac Newton's string cheese, because string theory wasn't enough. Did he do string theory?
Nope.
Great. What did Isaac Newton do?
Gravity.
Because the gravity of this situation is enough string theory for my mind. A equals MC squared.
Nope.
Yep.
That's it. Bye-bye.